Bailey Farm.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-10 for Raley Farm based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low-density area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Plan. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 646 lots on 358.84 acres of land, resulting in a gross density of 1.8 units per acre, which is lower than the maximum density that is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size, with an average lot size of approximately 10,175 square feet. Three, the subdivision will have two entrances. This will allow safe vehicular and emergency access to and from road area roadways. One entrance will be from the Avalon Road, and the other entrance will be from Zor Road. Four, because of the size of the subdivision, one of the conditions of approval will be to limit the number of building permits in any given year so that the development of the project keeps pace with road improvements on surrounding and nearby roadways. Five, there are no state or federal regulated wetlands on the site. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the recipient's requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the applicant has proffered that this development will be an age-restricted over 55 community. Based upon that classification, DLDOT has determined that the subdivision will have a minor impact upon area roadways. In addition, the subdivision will comply with all DLDOT's requirements, entrance improvements, and improvements to area roadways. Eight, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the subdivision provides a total environment and design which is superior to that of a standard subdivision, and it complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code as follows. A, in June of 2015, the property was heavily logged and it had been the site of a prior timber operations before that. There was also a borrow pit along with agricultural uses on the site. Only a small area of the mature forest remained. Originally, the plans called for 701 lots. The plan was revised to preserve this mature forested area, which is the most environmentally sensitive area on the property. This redesign reduced the number of lots from 701 to 646. The former borrow pit has also been incorporated into the design as an amenity for the project. B, the cluster design includes approximately 162 total acres of open space, or 45.42% of the site. This significantly exceeds the 30% minimum required by code. Under a standard subdivision, the property would be covered with lots, roads, and stormwater management with very little open space. C, the open space design includes large tracts of open space that will be beneficial to the residents of the community with fewer fragmented areas of open space. D, there will be a buffer around the perimeter of the site that is at least 30 feet in width. This is larger than the perimeter buffering required for standard subdivisions. C, the design limits the number of back-to-back lots. Instead, most lots will back up to open space. Number nine, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare to the county. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 646 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as proffered by the applicant, the subdivision shall be maintained as an age-restricted over 55 community, as that term is generally interpreted and governed by federal law. This proffer was a significant part of the record, including DLDOT's review of the plan and the traffic impact of it on area roadways. The recorded declaration shall include the federally adopted accepted language restricting the subdivision as an over 55 community. D, the final site plan and recorded declaration shall state that agriculture and hunting activities exist on nearby properties. The agricultural use protection notice and a similar notice about hunting activities shall be included in these recorded documents as well. E, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 162 acres or 45% of the site shall remain as open space. The stormwater, excuse me, F, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. G, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision in accordance with section number 99-5 and 115-25 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located at least 10 feet from the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior of the development. And the final site plan shall identify the limits of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this perimeter buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at least, excuse me, buffer at 300-foot intervals. In addition to this buffer area, there shall be a berm that is between 3 and 5 feet in height installed along the property's boundaries along Avalon and Zor Roads. H, the development shall comply with DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. In addition, no more than 60 building permits shall be issued in any calendar year to allow home construction to keep pace with nearby road improvements. I, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. K, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer. I, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. N, construction site work deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. O, because this will be an age-restricted community, the impact on area schools should be less than other subdivisions. However, the applicant shall still coordinate with the local school district for school bus stops within the subdivision. The location of any bus stops shall be shown on the final site plan. P, amenities shall include a clubhouse and pool. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by section 99-21E of the subdivision code. Q, the plan shall preserve the forested area and pond at the southern boundary of the site near Zor Estates, along with other forested areas in the open space where possible. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and all of the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site, and the silt fencing shall be located 10 feet beyond those limits of disturbance. R, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. S, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2022-10, Raley Farm, with the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chairman votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.